Now, there is absolutely nowhere in life that technology companies won't claim their products can make your life easier. Even when you need a break from all the screens and beeping machines, there's a gadget with a solution. But are they any use? Elaine Burke of For Tech's Sake podcast has looked into it and she's here now with her verdict. Elaine, you're very welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for joining us as always.
I'm glad to be here. Now, I looked into it, but I didn't get to try out any of these things, which is unfortunate.
we should really up the budget on this one.
We just didn't have the time. You know how it is.
Elaine, let's start with the madder sounding ones. What would the Renfo eye massager do for me?
That doesn't does an eye massage, like a massage of your eyeballs, sound tempting to you?
No, I wasn't expecting it to be my eye. Anyways,
yeah, cool. So it does cover the eyes. It's kind of like a very heavy duty eye mask.
Okay.
And if you're looking up, say, this is kind of coming off of TikTok trends, and if you're looking up eye massager on TikTok, you'll probably come across this one. It seems to be one of the more popular ones.
I love how you're kind of massaging your eyes while you're talking about it, like accidentally. Yeah. You're like, ooh.
But yeah, apparently rubbing your eyes too much is not a great idea on the actual eyeball, but around your eyes. You know, sometimes people will massage, say, around their eyes, quite close to the contour, or even in between their eyes.
Yeah.
People can carry a lot of tension there sometimes. But this has also an added heat element to it as well. Now, an ophthalmologist that was asked about it was basically saying, like, if you actually lay in a hot bath and put a compress, you know, a flannel your eyes, similar results. But some people like to go high tech with this stuff. So this device costs like 60 to 80 euro. It has like Bluetooth audio and actually has a voice that can actually tell you, like, now you're going to get relaxing and stuff like that, which I don't really like the idea of either, but you could play tunes while you're getting
because it's a little bit unnerving, you know. If you've ever gone to get laser and then you've got the goggles on you while you're doing, you can't see a thing and it's unnerving because you don't know what way the person's moving. I like to be guided through these things.
So my eyes are covered, guided meditation version.
Yes, please and thank you. Let's move away from the eyes because I know a lot of people are a bit funny when it comes to them. What about the massage of your temples to get zen? That sounds a little bit okay.
Yeah, no, it does sound okay. But then when you describe it as like a TENS machine for your temples, like, I don't know if people want to have like things zapping their temples.
No.
Like, you know, actuators that kind of put pressure on those pressure points sounds more pleasurable, I think, than...
You should be in the marketing department of this. You're like, no.
Yeah.
I think we've gone a bit too far.
And this one, I think, like, because TENS machines, like, the research on them is kind of wishy-washy as well and how effective they are. And these ones that I came across, the Think Vibe, again, people are skeptical about if they actually achieve what they're saying they can do. And you get a lot of this with these kind of relaxation tech products where the claims that they make are spurious enough that they won't come under a lot of scrutiny.
Yeah.
So if they just say, like, it'll soothe you, it will relax you. I mean, it's very hard to, like, regulate terms like that.
Yeah.
So they can kind of say these things. If it doesn't work for you, it just doesn't work for you.
That's kind of a you problem, not a them problem.
Yeah.
So you're not going to sue them because
you've
got no
basis.
But yeah, the
Think Vibe, you can strap it to your temples, or there's a version that goes to the back of your neck.
I like the idea of that.
Yeah, but because it's not a pressure point massage, like, I would like the pressure.
Yeah.
Like some sort of a scarf. That's the Renfo eye massage bits in it. The air pressure stuff. This is more like zaps, electrical zaps.
Okay, so maybe we don't want that. I think what we do want is, remember that little robot, the pet robot thing that we were talking about a while ago?
These reminded me a lot of that pet robot.
I think I'd like a little bit of that on my back. That would be quite nice.
Yeah,
kind of
I was thinking, like, if you had that Ma, I think it was called.
Ma,
like,
yeah, kind of Ma the maggot looking thing. Yeah.
But yeah, it moved and like nearly kind of had it, like, it looked like a breathing animal essentially. But if you strap that to your neck, that might actually
Stunning.
Feel good.
I love how we're just making a wish list out of tech that already exists right now. Okay, so, like, look, let's go down the back and the neck and all that. Move to full body approach. What's the boa?
This is cool looking.
All right.
This looks like a space suit. It is a massage suit. So, like, picture in your mind what you think that would look like, and that is what it looks like. It is big and bulky. It's full of these air pressure chambers that are algorithmically controlled.
Of course.
Yeah. And it essentially, there's a version of it that's meant to reproduce like a lymphatic drainage massage, which is all about kind of like putting pressure on certain points of the body and drawing your lymph around. And it's meant to kind of replicate, like, you know, what an actual human massage therapist would do there.
Yeah.
But the person who tested his review I read said, it doesn't not feel like a human massage, but then a human massage A doesn't touch so many points at once.
Yeah.
So if, you know, maybe an octopus massage or something.
A bit unnerving.
Like that. And also doesn't make the sound of a bouncy castle inflating, which, you know, a lot of us would be familiar with, I think, and it's quite a loud noise. And if you're trying to relax, that sound might be a bit distracting for some people. And apparently some users of this device have said the sound is a little bit distracting. But it's like, you know, it's like a tunic top and some trousers with all these compression chambers in them, and you're not even supposed to use both parts at once because that would be too intense.
Oh, fair enough.
And it doesn't even need any heat elements because apparently it's very hot. Just once you have it on,
sweat
your own body heat is, you know, creating a heat environment within the suit. Then, but the idea is, say, if you like to get a massage, like that's an expensive habit,
yeah.
But they are glorious to get. If this is actually being sold mostly to massage therapists and, you know, spas and things like that, A, for them to have a cheaper option for people, that, you know, a little bit more low cost, a little more accessible way to get a massage done, but also for their therapists to get a massage.
Oh, yeah, because I'd say they're all wrecked at the end of the day.
It's grueling work doing massages for people all day, especially those intensive, like, sports massage, lymphatic drainage massages. You know, that's a lot of effort, a lot of grunt work. So they can stick this suit on during the break.
Just chill.
Not both parts at once.
Nope.
And have their own quick little, like, 15, 20 minute
massage. If you did the BOA, which is the full body machine, with the Renfo eye massager that's playing music, that could drown out the bouncy castle sound, and it's just
but
very
the
expensive.
Renfo makes noise as well. So any of these things that have air compression in them, or even a heating element, they are going to make noise. And when you're in kind of a silent space, you notice, you know, minor noises more loudly. Like if you have a clock in your room, you'll notice it ticking when you're trying to go to sleep. You won't notice it during the day when there's noise and activity. So if you're in a silent environment and that you're trying to keep things silent, the noises that these pieces of equipment make will actually become quite distracting for some people. If you're a person who's distracted by noise, you might need to put in earplugs.
Jesus, there's so much going on here right now. We're bringing it back to basics. Okay, so we have covered our entire body. Let's look internally. What's available for your brain, like mindfulness, meditation, all that kind of crack?
There's so many. Like if you look up like mindfulness apps, meditation apps, you'll find lots of options. Mm. Really popular ones that people might have heard of before now would be like Headspace and Calm. And they're really popular because they are quite good.
Yeah.
You know, there's guided meditations in them. There's all different levels. They try to kind of make it so that anyone can find, you know, a version that suits them, a voice that suits them, all these different kind of options. And some of them have free options, some of them have paid subscriptions, but there's
I got
so many
stung on the paid subscriptions before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's something, maybe not a lot of people know this, but Spotify actually has these kind of guided meditations in playlists.
You can just get them
well.
For free.
Yeah, they're released nearly like as podcasts on Spotify. Yeah. So Spotify has podcasts. And there's a really common technique to people trying to get used to meditation to give it like 21 days. They say if you give it 21 days and try to give it 15 minutes a day for 21 days, you'll probably be able to pick up the habit. And that's just pretty common standard thing in habit forming. But like Deepak Chopra has like a 21 day guided meditation. There's other versions. Again, like the voice can be very important to people.
100%.
If you don't like one person's voice and their guided meditations, just try another one. There's other ones out there. And like they do say, like if you give it train 15 minutes a day. And I think the reason why people turn to apps, turn to guided meditations and things for this is because a meditation coach actually told me this and it felt really gratifying. Meditation's actually really hard. To sit still and not think and do nothing and empty your brain is actually quite difficult. So don't feel bad that you have to rely on something to help you along that way. Even people who are very practiced in meditation can have days where they struggle with it. But it is something that if you want to just dedicate maybe 15 minutes of the day to, that's only like 1% of your day.
Yeah.
You know, it's worth giving it a go. And if you can do it for free to your Spotify or whatever.
Isn't it mad how like 15 minutes can seem like a lifetime for something that you're kind of dreading doing to get to, you know what I mean? But then for like something that you're really enjoying, it goes by like that.
Yeah. And that's another thing with habit forming as well. You want to try and do things in a routine that works for you. So if it doesn't work for you to do meditation at the end of the day, if that's constantly getting disrupted for various reasons or you don't feel comfortable doing it then, maybe early morning is good for you. Maybe when you first wake up and it's a quiet time in your home or whatever, that's probably a better time for you. Just try and fit it into your routine in a way that will work.
Yeah, we had Dr. Neve Shaw on with us yesterday and she said that's what she does. She wakes up and the first thing she does is get into her meditation and she treats it as like a treat to the very beginning of her day.
And she has the best disposition of anyone I've ever met. So I'd follow
her advice. Yeah, 100%. We were talking to her on the show yesterday all about sleep. What is a smart pillow going to do for me?
These are funny. Because at first I was like, do we really need to be injecting tech into pillows? But then I read that some of them can help people to stop snoring.
Oh.
I was like, this might save marriages.
Yeah, sign that up.
So, yeah. And again, it's all about having these pieces of equipment embedded into your soft, yeah, cushiony pillow. Usually memory foam, because I think the memory foam works better when you are putting in a lot of actual tech inside it. Some of them have cords, some of them are wireless, and they can apparently sense if you start to snore and shift, because normally you're snoring because of your body position.
Yeah, so just
so
move you.
Trigger you to shift without waking you.
So it's not a dig in the ribs like, yeah, you get from your partner.
Exactly. Yeah, because like anyone who slept next to a snorer knows sometimes if you just give them a nudge in the right direction, they will stop. But the other thing is if you're both snoring, and a different person snoring might trigger the pillow. So if you're both snorers, you probably need two pillows,
yeah,
for it to get used to like your different sounds, your like the different levels of sensitivity and stuff like that. But I think that's an interesting idea, because it is something that people genuinely struggle with. And I do know people who've had to like sleep in separate beds sometimes, yeah, because snoring can be so bad.
Genuinely, if you can get me the link to that ASAP, because I'm buying it for Brian immediately. Octopus head massager really sounds like something I don't want to get involved in. I don't know why, it just sounds terrifying.
This was a fun one I sent in just because it looks terrifying. It looks like something from the set of Alien. Like, and you've probably seen those kind of like wiry head massagers,
yeah,
that kind of like have lots of fronds coming out of a central point and you just run it up and down your head.
I think everyone has
one. Your hair up, you, yeah, know. Yeah, we've all seen those. Imagine that, but it's much chunkier and it's black, colored black for some reason. It just looks very aggressive, I think, and has like large kind of nodes at either end. So it doesn't look gentle like the one that I've described that has like the metal frame. It's like, it genuinely looks like a face hugger kind of adapted for your head.
Looks like it's going to crush you.
Yeah. Okay. And these are the kind of things, if you look up like things like relaxation devices on like Amazon, something, yeah, like that, you'll find all sorts of these wacky things.
Yeah. And some things, again, they're novelties. And that's what most of this stuff is. What is something that might help me listening to podcasts or soothing sounds?
So this is actually pretty interesting to me, because, yeah, I'm actually someone who sometimes listens to a podcast to drift off to sleep, because again, clearing your mind can be very hard. And I find actually if I find something that's just interesting enough to hold my attention, but also boring enough that I won't be fully stimulated or engaged by it, you know, not like loud and noisy and chitty chatty. But and I'm not going to insult any podcast here, because what I listen to is a podcast that's specifically designed to do this.
Fab.
It's called Sleep With Me. And again, not for everyone. Some people don't like the host's voice. But this host is actually really generous and has on their website a list of other options. If this podcast didn't work for you, here are other things to try. It's happened to work for me, so I've not explored the other avenues. But it's basically a guy just droning on these like story. Sometimes he's talking about a board game, like describing it, unboxing it, and, yeah, how he plays it and stuff like that, reading the instructions of a board game. But his voice, it's a specific timbre that I think people find quite relaxing, and he has meandering thoughts. So you're engaged enough that you stop thinking about whatever is bothering you, whatever's on your mind, whatever is keeping you awake. But you're not engaged enough
that you're going to stay awake
to the entire thing.
I, yeah, have to give him props as well, because imagine, you know, like really flipping that on its head, knowing that you've got a really boring troll voice and then going, how can I make money off this?
I know, genius, isn't
going
it? Like
for
it's not
it.
The voice for radio that you expect.
No, but it's a voice,
yeah,
that works.
And some people don't like to wear headphones, mm, in bed, and I appreciate that. I sleep on my back, so I'm actually fine to wear my over-ears,
yeah,
headphones. I wouldn't be comfortable wearing in-ear ones in bed. But there are sleep phones.
Oh, so you can pop them on.
Yeah, so it's like a wraparound headband, and it's kind of soft and cushiony. And they're also, you know, good for, again, if you're co-sleeping,
yeah,
that the other person actually doesn't have to listen to the podcast that you need to listen to go to sleep.
It's honestly, there's a lot going on, but there's so much in there and there's something for everyone. Elaine, thank you for all of the information on the future of relaxation. That was Elaine Burke from For Tech's Sakes podcast. Thank you so much for joining us again. We'll be right back after these. 2FM.